Hello again and welcome to The Karma. My name is Alexander Reyes. I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that everyone is listening to my program for Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. And I'm so glad that you can join me on another episode of this program. I've heard this term about the second wind, that second chance of energy that we get in life. It really is something of an importance to me because I'm going to tell you why the second wind is so important to me. Let's get the general basis what a second wind is. A second wind means a second chance when you're down or when you're sad and you feel like you have that little lightning strike of energy and something inspires you, or something on your downest days when you see something inspires you just like that, like a snapping twig, that second wind comes in. The second wind means second life, a reboost of energy that you need. I'm going to tell you a story about me. I felt sometimes a little lonely in high school. I have friends in high school, don't make me wrong. I had like one or two friends. But when you're on the train going from school, from high school and back home, and then high school and back home, there were days that I felt so lonely and so weird and so tired that you felt it, and you really did. There were moments where I was, and nobody knows about this, I was feeling lonely sometimes. I had like one or two or three or four friends that I had I really trusted. But there were times where I felt like I was such a wallflower in high school. Yeah, being smart is one thing, but sometimes I felt like that kind of wanting kind of detrimented me as well. I didn't focus so much in high school that I should have. But I was lucky also that even in the darkest days when I was like going to walk by myself, sometimes, yes, I did a little hooky in high school, slightly. But that was because I felt a little lonely. I just wanted to skip the life fantastic, or trip the life fantastic, whatever you may call it. When I got to the train, and I felt I was riding like my own little fantasy world. And not in a bad sense. That's where I thought about my poetry, that's why I thought about my writing. And some of my most deepest thoughts were written to paper when I did that. I was in therapy for 10 years. Some of it was great, and some of it was kind of like very interesting as hell. But in those 10 years, I was able to meet some of the nicest people I've ever met. And they were able to tell me my experiences. They were able to tell me experiences that I never thought I would have in my life. And most people don't know that. And most people don't realize that. And when you're down, sometimes, when you're sad, I felt sad sometimes. But when you do the things right, and you do the things correctly, you feel that second wind coming. You feel the second wind coming, and you feel the second energy coming in your life. And that's what happens. It is the energy that we have in our own being, in our own soul, in our own system. It is a trial. It is a true trial of life. When you have energy, it comes to you. That's why I've been so lucky. The poetry that I've done and I'm doing with the karma of my words and all the work that I'm doing right now is a testament of my survival and a testament of what I can be and will be. And yes, I've made mistakes in the past, but that will not make me... My mistakes will not make me. My mistakes will better me. We'll return after... We'll continue this after this message. And welcome back to The Karma. My name is Alexander Reyes. Continuing our little conversation about that second wind. I want to make a long story short about what a second wind is all about. And put this on, wrap this on a little neat bow. A second wind means that when you feel like you're down and you feel like there's nothing in your life that's worth anything. I got news for you, pal. You're worth everything. You're worth something. You are worth every moment and every energy of your life. You truly are a special person. The old second wind is important because it gives you that second boost of life, that second boost of energy, that second boost of power. But in the right way, I had to go through that. And I still have remnants of that. But 95% of my anxiety is totally gone. And 5% of the energy is just what you call your basic anxieties. It can never go. That will never go away. But what is the one thing that is special about me, and the one thing is special about you, is that we have a second chance in life. And that's important. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Your life is special. My life is special. All your energies are special. And that's what makes it such an important thing. So when anybody tells you that the second wind doesn't matter, or when your life doesn't matter, tell them to screw them. Your life does matter. Your humanity, your worth, your basic sense of being is valuable. And I'm a testament of survival, and I will tell you why. I'm a testament of everything that's gone wrong, that's gone up and down in this world, but I will tell you what's right about me. That I'm a survivor. And I'm a good person. And guess what? You're a good person. You're strong in the sense that you have made it through the battles. What am I telling you this? Because I want you to believe. Believe in humanity, believe in everything else, but believe in something strong, and believe everything else. Believe in anything you want, but just believe in yourself. Be the human being you were meant to be. Be the human being that you were meant to be. Be the special person that you want to be. And when that second wind runs, take it. When you're down and you feel like you have to be inspired, and when somebody says I love you or I like you, it gives you that second boost, that second energy. Says, hey, I'm special. Hey, that second wind is coming and I know it and I feel it. It's lightning in a bottle. It says, okay, pick me up, baby. It's lightning in a bottle. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. You are truly a special human being. That's what matters. My poem for today. Light roses bloom in the ashes. Fire destroys, but the rain makes it reborn. A rebirth that is true, a rebirth that is special. You are a dreamer. You are a doer. Can't you tell from all the stars in the sky? When the ashes are turned into stone, that stone will break and turn to dust. From the dust comes the stardust in the universal sky. Imperious in being, powerful in hope, and the dreamers come together with hope, love, lust, and the bringing sense of value to you. I hope you like the poem, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope everything special about this poem is right for you. So, next week we'll talk more. Next week we'll have more fun. Next week on a more lighter note, we'll have some fun. We'll talk whatever you want to talk. We'll talk about that. I'll talk about my poetry book and a whole lot more. But this has been so much therapy for me. This has been an amazing journey. And this is season 4 of The Karma so far. And I like it. And I enjoy it. And I want to be with it. And I hope you can be with me as well. As we continue this journey through life, anything is possible if you believe in yourself. Remember, the karma is in you and always will be with you. My name is Alexander Reyes. Until next week, see you later, take care, and let that old second wind come along. See you later. Bye-bye, bye-bye, see you later, bye-bye, see you later, bye-bye.